A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 13th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about corruption in Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
We are Pela Wupela, Nina Okulumende, and I think this is Ulysses Soguti. I want to work on our watch. The Anti Corruption Commission Yakona, the same time I know what I'm saying. Now we have enforcement, the Bantu Vocha, also the Pedalo. There is absolutely no way that it can be eradicated until the executive itself takes charge to ensure that the anti corruption is given the necessary policing and prosecutorial powers to deal with the culprit. He has no political will, and I think he is the cause of the problem because he has not even effected the arrest of a single person. So he is completely culpable to this issue of corruption.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the alleged rampant corruption in Zimbabwe.
The Zimbabwe Business of Corruption Survey 2016, a result of collaborative initiatives of three organizations, the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, and the Small and Medium Enterprises Association of Zimbabwe, shows that corruption is on the rise in Zimbabwe, particularly in the capital, Harare.
Based on the proportion that named a particular agency as mostly corrupt, the police, followed by the State Procurement Board, are deemed to be the most corrupt by respondents, followed by the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority, or ZIMRA, and the City Health Department, and the Department of Works and Building Inspectorate, the Licensing Office at the Municipality, the National Social Security Authority, or NASA, and lastly, the Registrar of Companies.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
7-0-4-8. Onguka hamawadiwa nasi, tila utitinge tichitaura ninyaya ze uori. Pane gwaro rakaburi tukwa iro neve ma bizimisi. Vachitiwo unyaya uori nengeri kunyanya kuwezera. Chitarisa kubva mugore ra 2013 kusvika gore rine ra 2016. Tinawo kunzwa kuti imi vateereri muri kumbosangana here nadzo nyaya dzehuori. Munotenderana here nezviri kubuda mugwaro iri zvekuti kana pasvika panyaya dzehuori, mapurisa emuZimbabwe ndo anosimudza mukombe kuri kuti vari kuenda kumaOlympics kwaitswa iwo medal yehuori. Mapurisa emuZimbabwe ari kunziwo ndo anotora gold. Mendiri yegoridhi.
Sivazvitikabe. Kungabe kune sitoko sinjalo mfowethu. Kodwa ke siyabona sibili kona pa ku Zimbabwe Business Corruption Survey. Eka 2016 yenzwe Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, iZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, njalo ke le Small and Medium Enterprises Association of Zimbabwe. Bathi kona ubu ngilimbano bokona eZimbabwe buyamangalisa kakhulu. Ikakhulu nqa ukhangelwa ke amapolisa. Amapolisa phuma phezulu sibili ngaloko kuthiwa ngama bribe. Nqa bephala kona pa. Kuzobuya ke le State Procurement Board siyakwazi ukuthi uhulumende kumele adinga abantu ukuthi benze into ezijeneyo. Kuzobuya njalo ke le ZIMRA, iZimra kuthiwa komile khona ngale. The City Health Department eyalale ngale kwathi kunzima. Bese ulandelwa ke iWorks and Building Inspectorate. Siyakwazi ukuthi iWorks phela igoqela labo bathwala amabhimu njalo le ndaba zamaswitch. Then kuzobuya ke iNational Social Security Authority ye, INASA. Kutwala kukuya khanjwa kakhulu. Ye, okunye kuphinda kulandele khonapho i-Registrar General's Office. Komsitheli likubona njani kona ngapho ukuthi nxa lithatha izithupha lama passport bathi balifumbathisa kumbe liyabafumbathisa kuhamba njani? Siyakwazi ukuthi kumele ufumbathise omunye umuntu odinga uncedo. So ke liyenza njani labo khona ngapho ke eZimbabwe? Ngenalo uhlelo kona manje nasinombolo 001 202 619 2077. Yes,
coming forward. Onguka ama wadiwa se kutaura kurukita Gibbs ngati taure itinzwe ne nyaya ze worries. As Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. Let's just introduce him quickly. That's Mr. Alois Chaumba, Regional Program Manager, Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa. Mr. Chaumba, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs, maybe you can pose a question to Mr. Chaumba.
Yes, Mr. Chaumba, we see that there's this report that has just been released in Zimbabwe, and indications are that the police are actually very corrupt in Zimbabwe, you know, followed by Zimbra and others. So tell us a bit about, you know, Southern Africa in general, what is going on in terms of corruption.
Thank you so much. And one thing I would like to say, to draw you back to our report which we published about 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think what has come out is confirmation to our earlier report that in Zimbabwe and corruption is now endemic. It has affected every fabric of our society, and we need to do something now because people are finding it very difficult, you know, to transact any business without, you know, being subjected to corruption.
Mm-hmm. So you have to oil some hands, so to speak, or grease
definitely
them.
Yes, you know, I was in Harare last week, and I went to the tobacco auction floors, and what I heard with there was very, very disturbing. That, you know, the farmers are being, you know, coerced to either, you know, give out a bill of, you know, tobacco so that their prices can be raised when it comes to the auction, you know, day. Mm-hmm. You can imagine, you know, the amount of money these officials, the various, you know, tobacco auction firms are getting. If every farmer, you know, is forced to part with a bill of tobacco which weighs about, you know, 130 kgs,
mm-hmm,
so that he can have his or her tobacco graded upwards.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chaumba. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And you are listening to Studio 7. And tonight on Studio 7, we are talking about the issue of corruption. And Gibbs, I think we have our second guest. That is Mr. Bekthemba Mhlanga, economic and political commentator. Mr. Mhlanga, good evening.
You and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mhlanga, we are talking about corruption. The business community is complaining that doing business in Zimbabwe has become problematic because of corruption. What is your take on this?
Well, I think they're right on the money on that one, because I think what has actually progressively happened in Zimbabwe over the last 35 years or so is that corrupt practices have become a way of life. Taking it all the way from the micro level at an individual level, you will find that people are now almost reluctant to do anything without an inducement of one form or the other, which is outside the law and which tends, in most cases, to be in the form of bribes. And then if you further look on that in terms at a macro level, at a national level, no ministry decision or action or policy action from any government body or organization actually gets any job done without these undue and negative and illegal incentives. So I think the business community is very correct. I mean, I've seen some reports indicating to the fact that in terms of cost of doing business in Zimbabwe, you are looking at between 30% and 35% additionally as a cost for paying for corrupt purposes. So if 30 cents of every dollar that you make will actually go and pay for corrupt practices, then you are in big, big trouble.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mhlanga. Please do stay on the line. And maybe just briefly, Gibbs, I did manage to talk to the Chief Executive Officer of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Chris Mugaga, shortly before I came on air about this report. Maybe for now, let's just take a listen so that we can put this into context.
Thank you very much. If you look at the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce in collaboration with Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries and Small Medium Enterprise Association of Zimbabwe survey in terms of corruption, it is important to tell the listeners that the survey was on the incidences of corruption, not on the cost of corruption to the economy. So the methodology which we implemented or which we applied in carrying the survey entailed a survey on 403 companies domiciled in both Harare and Bulawayo, which are the two major cities in Zimbabwe. These companies were questioned on a number of areas to do with corruption, on where they think corruption is quite very much more pronounced, on what it takes to get something, for example, a birth certificate, a passport. And from the results you saw, you could see that the high levels of corruption, which are also quite very clearly spelled out by Transparent International, when it argues to say Zimbabwe is the most corrupt country at the moment in the SADC region. I think as a country we certainly need to work on that. And we are quite very confident that the 403 companies which were surveyed are so much quite very representative of all the companies and institutions which are in Zimbabwe.
And from the report, we note that it appears Harare is more corrupt compared to Bulawayo, right?
Indeed. If you look at Harare, the reason why Harare appears more corrupt than Bulawayo is more to do with the fact that the cost of living in Harare is way, way above Bulawayo. Most of the economic activity now is so centralized in Harare, which will also somehow induce or somehow incentivize the corrupt to involve themselves in corrupt activities.
Mr. Mugaga, what is the way forward?
The way forward, firstly, it rests on you and me. When media reports corruption, media should not sensationalize. Media should not compartmentalize their stories. Stories of corruption should not be used somehow to settle personal agendas. Sometimes we realize one of the major corrupt groups in our society is the journalism society.
Interesting. That there was the CEO of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, that is Mr. Chris Mugaga, and you heard at the end of that clip, he's saying that one of the most corrupt groups is actually the journalism profession. He's saying yeah. Journalists are being bribed left, right, and center to push certain stories or not to write certain stories. So he's saying this also has become a cancer, and the issue must also be tackled. You know, we cannot just say the police,
yeah.
Journalists themselves.
So the fourth estate is decaying, right?
Indeed.
Oh, man. So, sika sizwe ke, umnumzana uBanda osecingweni, siyawazi ifoni yakhe ingani iyadonsela kachana kodwa ke Banda, uyasizwa yini? Yeah, unjani Banda? Ifoni yakho sizwa kuhle Banda. Hamba kancane. Hamba kancane baba. Hayi, wathi sikufonele Banda, ifoni yakho ingani idliwe ngamagenga nje. Wathi sikufonele Banda, siyakufonela kathesi. Yes, amfonele Banda, lo bani khona
bo. Sina madzibaba Cretacea, makadi.
Tiripo makadiwo.
Ndi madzibaba ndi zviya.
Madzibaba Cretacea.
Cretacea.
Yes.
Okay, madzibaba Cretacea iri kudariro mainzwa iyi.
Zviri kuinzwa. Nhau yecorruption muZimbabwe inhau yekuti tinogona kuitaura tigoitaura igoramba ichitaurwa asi singaperi nekuti corruption is the way people are living in right now in Zimbabwe. Hatinawo tinokwanisa kutaura kuti haasi kuita corruption right now. Wezi mukaona nyika yekuti munhu haasi kutambira pei asi anoramba achienda kubasa for 6 months. That person is very corrupt. Hatina solution right now yekuti tingatara kuti even if you publish kuti nhingi naningi they are very corrupt. Wezi corruption in Zimbabwe on the highest level of authority, ndokuno corruption hombe yacho. Saka zvinonetsa kuti we expect that even someone akadinda ita in my investigations, I'm going to publish a report and you expect to do solve anything. We are still talking nothing about corruption in Zimbabwe. Because corruption would be paid in Zimbabwe. The industry to go back to life. Yagushanda. It's normal at 100%. And in this as we right now, we don't expect the industry can continue in the Shanda. Can I even next year? That is
Saka ini muri kumbosangana nadzo here nyaya dzeori dzekunzi munonzi badara ichoko mhomo.
It's everywhere. Especially when you do Uganda kuma police hawk. Ndokuna kune choko mhomo chiri serious. Kana ukada kuti une mwana wako chaichaye ari kuita degree, ari kuita attachment. Kuti awane attachment, anofanira kuti unofanira kutobhadhara mari. Because right now hakuna kuti mwana andomboita attachment. Saka choko mhomo ndochiri kutongoshanda muZimbabwe anyway. Munhu wese ari paari pabhandika. Even ukaenda kana kuzimura chako chaiko, munhu anokuchaja ziri tekzezibiteni kana ukaimpota mota achiza kuti ukazange achajeka ikanyanya. Uchati kuondika kupa imbichana mundirerutsira.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Pane vari kuda kutaura here?
Aiwa, vanhu vari kungotaurawo zvavo.
Ko, amai havasi kuda kutaura here?
No, tiri pabasa.
Okay, ndanafunga kuti pane mumwe ari kupinda muchirongwa ndikati hapana chakaipa asi tinokutendai madzibaba Cretacea nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, I think you heard madzibaba there saying that a fish rots from the head. So he's saying that corruption is so pronounced, you know, the senior, most senior officials are the ones that are corrupt and it's permeating to everyone. So, I mean, in short, a crocodile cannot tell its children to walk straight when it's walking sideways.
Definitely.
That's a summary of what you were saying.
Yes, it's okay. Umnuzanu Panda se pendugile. Baba Panda, unga unjan.
Hello?
Yeah, we are ngizwa Panda.
Hello?
Yeah, we are ngizwa in Panda.
Hello? Yenyakuzwa.
Ye ungatini ngoba ungilimbani lobo becorruption. Uyicorruption leyo ungatini ngayo.
Ya icorruption leyo umagujwa vele angafake abantu lawa. Abantu lawa wantonte kudala kuloka kulolokuza. Kulogono. So ugono nguye afanele ukuthi anse indawo yona le lamapolice amaSAD. Ye umagujwa azimele nje akwazi indawo le. So ugono uyakwazi ukuthi imali yaphuma njani.
Ye ngasikangela amapolisa la ku council lapho jalo uhamba khona lapho khona kambe nqa udinga uncedo abakubhadalisi yini awubafumbathisi wena
no angazi abanye mina kaze ngihlangane lakho
bathini okhuluma labo ngakhonoko
wona sikhuluma la ukuthi ugono nguye ukwazi i-collapsing ukuthi imali leyana yaphuma ku-e-bank yaphuma njani uma kugudwa kakwazi wayingene katesi
so
ye uma kugudwa ungene katesi so angeke afike awitinisile isela langena yiko that's why lapha appointana abantu ukuthi hayi lo ngwezana wayobamba isikhundla angantshontsha futhi azamelelana wona lawo ufanele ukuthi indawo le yena umagujwa angayingeneli kungenele ugono lama-SAD
utsho baphi lapho bahambisa imali emazweni yikho khuluma ngakho baba Panda
ye
aha
ye
so lakho khonokho yi-corruption phela ngokutsho kwakho
inasa kayila mali inasa thina kasiholanga ufika kula mali but imali ngayisebenzelayo
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Panda ye kukhona okunye ofuna ukukhuluma
hayi
ye siyabonga kakhulu Panda ungadinga kusasa baba ye sibongile yeah so that was Mr. Panda you know he's talking about the externalization of funds by some business executives, you know, the alleged kind of involvement in offshore, you know, accounts. So he's saying that maybe Mr. Kono the former governor of the Central Bank, mm-hmm. knows exactly what was going on. So Mr. John Manguja, who is the current RBZ governor, should not be taken to task to actually fight, you know, for the rights of certain people to say, okay, let's bring back the money or let's arrest these guys or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Kono is the one who's responsible for all these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he was hitting that point. Tell me that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go back to Mr. Chaumba. Mr. Chaumba, are you still on the line? Mr. Chaumba?
Hello?
Yes. Is it not worrying, Mr. Chaumba, that you have the Zimra boss is being investigated at the moment, alleged corruption? The NASA boss is being investigated, alleged corruption, and virtually everyone at the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. What does this say about the country?
It's very sad that, you know, things are turning out, you know, this way. As an organization, we say that, you know, the failure by you know, the highest office, you know, to stem out corruption leads to this current situation whereby, you know, when we say that in Zimbabwe, when you want to, when you cast the corruption net, it catches the small fish and the big fish goes, you know, free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what is happening now.
Mm-hmm.
The fish rot from the head.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody from the highest office, they are corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
I was in one district, you know, in Zimbabwe where I asked who had graded the road,
mm-hmm.
and the people said that it was the MP.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, where does the MP get the resources to grade a road? And yet the government is failing. So you can see that some ministers, some senators, some councillors, you know, they are more popular than the government. And mm-hmm. you ask yourselves, where are they getting the resources to, you know, to be popular? Yet the government is failing to provide certain basic services.
Mm-hmm.
It is the extent of corruption that is pervading our society in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Just to quote there, the late Dr. Edson Mudadirwa Robo, who said that a prison is a place where big criminals keep smaller ones. Let's go to Reverend Paul Chikwamba. Magadi, Reverend. Reverend?
Yes, Magadi.
Aiwa, tiripo zvedu. Tiri kutaura nenyaya dzehori, nhasi tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinotenda zvikuru. Ndinofunga nyaya yecorruption inyaya yakakosha zvikuru mukati menyika yedu. Ndinofunga kuti corruption chinhu chakaregererwa zvikuru mukati menyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Ndiri kufunga kuti corruption yabata kubva kumusoro kusvika kuzasi. Saka ndinofunga kuti nyaya yecorruption musoko raMwari ndiri kufungidzira kuti raodza nyika yedu zvikuru yokuti hapana patichatarisira kuti apa pangave pakanaka. Saka ndinoimba kuti shoko raMwari ndo shoko roga raMwari risingakoraptiwe. Asi tiri kuona zviri kuitika munyika mukatarisa. Zviri kuitika vana vedu inzara imwe inokonzera zvikuru nyaya yecorruption. Kana munyika musina kugadzikana munyaya dzehufumi, munyaya dzepolitics, munoona kuti vanhu vazhinji vanotsvaka kurarama kuti todi nokuda kwokuti mari dzavanenge vachiwana ishomanana kuti vakwanise kufidha mhuri dzavo.
Asi Reverend,
tinova chinhu chinoshungurudza zvikuru mukati menyika yedu. Tinongonamata kuna Mwari kuti dai Mwari vakatiitira zvakanaka munyika yedu yeZimbabwe kuti vanhu tirege nyaya yecorruption iyi nokuti inoudza nyika yedu.
Asika Reverend, vamwe vari kuti nemune mamwewo machechi imomo hamuna chakanaka.
Hatingakwanise kubvisa pfungwa iyoyo. Nokuda kwokuti vanhu havachadi vabvisa W pana Mwari. Vaisa yangove mari nokuti mari ndo yakungotaurwa nayo mukati memachechi. Hativashayiwo hatinoti macommon spiritual robbers muchechi. Ehe, varimo. Asi zvikuru isusu sevemachechi hatibvumirani nenyaya yecorruption. Zvakare hatitauri nyaya yecorruption. asi chinhu chatinoona totarisa kanje kuti vanhu vanouya kuchechi vanhu vari kubvawo kunyika ikoko kwavari kurarama vari mucorruption saka pfungwa iyoyo vanogona kuuya nayo muchechi yogona izvikokanganisa cheche
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Reverend nekupinda muchirongwa chedu ndinofunga tinobva tanyatsokomborerwawo
aiwa mazvita zvenyu mwari vakuitirei zvakanaka
aiwa nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs you heard there from Reverend Paul Chikwamba saying that the problem is that people have moved from Christ, from the Holy Scripture, and now they've, when it comes to corruption, they've normalized the abnormal. It's like the way to go, you know. People are just corrupt and with no shame at all. And he's saying that people must go back to church and live the Christian life.
Now, I think we've got only 5 minutes with Mr. Mhlanga. He's got a commitment at exactly top of the hour. So, Mr. Mhlanga, your last word, and do you think that maybe Zimbabweans have actually normalized the abnormal in terms of corruption? Just give us a breakdown.
That is, that is the essence of the problem now, that this whole issue of corruption and just bad social and business practices is part of the Zimbabwean DNA. There is no one in Zimbabwe at the moment who can claim that they are 100% clean, that they have not engaged in corrupt practices of one format or the other. So that actually gives you an idea of the scale and the magnitude of the problem to be dealt with. So it's not something that you can legislate against. It's not something that you can do away with through a permission of inquiry. It will take many, many years for Zimbabwe to get over this problem. If you look at Nigeria, which is a classic example of what happens when corruption actually becomes part of the nation's DNA. They have been battling with this since the Biafran War, and they still haven't won that war. So Zimbabwe, which is still has not even begun to deal with the problems that have been festering since 1980, when you look at the whole issue of the corruption of NRZ, the whole issue regarding Kombai, the whole issue regarding the issue of grain being stolen at Zimbabwe Grain Bank, the issue of Kangai being involved in those whole things. You've got the issues that have cropped up progressively over the years in terms of the management of resources, the allocation of basic things like a driver's license or the attainment of basic things like paying your bills. In Zimbabwe, sometimes it's so ridiculous that, in fact, ngazabantu bekhuluma nje besithi yawazi ekhaya ungambuza umuntu ukuthi akunjenge ukuthi kodwe kungapi. Umuntu yakulayela ukuthi uhamba lapha ukhone lapha. Uthi susuku zami lesithi akunjele phele eCoca-Cola. So that actually gives you an indication of the size of the problem that Zimbabwe has to deal with. It's going to be a major, major nightmare to be dealt with after Zimbabwe has solved its political problems.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mhlanga, for joining us this evening, and have a lovely weekend.
Same to you, Mr. Dube.
So I think I've got two callers. Can I take them
before
you go to the other guest? As Tolege, Ubabu Dube, Osekunga, Zimbabwe. Baba Dube, Wangjan, Zimbabwe, calling up. Impilam Tembo, what did you get?
$200 for 4 months, $55 for 4 months, that is a lot of money.
Baba Dube, Mtembo, Mtembo, ngicela ubambe khonapho Mtembo. Vuka Mtembo, bamba khonapho, siyabuya kuwe.
Mr. Chaumba, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to our page, www.voazimbabwe.com. We are also streaming live on our Shona Ndebele and English websites. Please go there. This is Blessing Zulu.
So I've got two Dubes, Dube in Zimbabwe and Dube in South Africa. Stay connected. We're coming back to you right now. Yeah, this is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. saying, stay tuned.